Tonight, I hope not to keep you very long. I hope that we keep it short and sweet. We're going to shake it up a little bit, and we're just going to simply exhort to you some scripture. And I know that as we bring this out, as God put it on my heart, that it's going to do a work in your life. Amen. Glory to God. See, a little while back, my mind had begun to start slowly being discouraged. Because as we are human, it is natural for us to slowly decline over time. And I begin to realize that unless we continue in our faith, we're not able to continue on our own. So I want to begin to read these to you. And I pray that you preach this message instead of me. That's my challenge to you. So I will begin in Galatians 2:20, and it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It's hard for me to even get started tonight on this. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So by my faith, I live. By faith today, I live. Though I might be breathing for a little while, the faith that I have inside helps me to live. What I get up with in the morning, the faith that I have in God helps me to live. Not my income, not what I eat every day. Those things change. They waver. They go up and down. They come and go. Those things are not going to be a constant in your life. But one thing that I'll be able to have through it all is that which is in me. So I can hang on to that. I can live on that. I can, oh glory to God, I can get a hold of that, Danny, and I can get up in the morning, and when I don't have nothing else, I still have God, because he's in me. So I can go out from here and live. I don't have to be hateful. I don't have to have an attitude. The devil might try to steal our joy with every object that we've got, but by our faith we live. We don't live by all these objects in the world, but by our faith we live. I choose to live by the faith. If I have no faith, I'm not living. I'm faithful in other things. I'm faithful in money. And I tried that. I was faithful in drugs, and I tried that. But they all go away. Faithful in friends to hopefully wait on them to come through for me. Faithful in my family to hope that they'll be able to provide for me and everything that I need, but all those things will dwindle away. But that which God gave unto me, Landon, that which he provided in my life, I'm able to cling to that every day. When everybody else turns the back, I've still got Jesus. You know what I mean? I've still got Jesus. I'm not afraid. I'm not fearful. In John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If I believe, I'm not going to walk condemned in my sins. I'm not going to fall with everything out there. I got too many people that I see fall. And personally, it's easy to fall without the love of God in our heart. And it is my number one goal, more than anything, to have a greater love of God. How many of us need more love of God? I've got to have more love of God in my heart to be able to go forward. It takes a whole lot to conquer condemnation. But you see, we have what we need to conquer that. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we can conquer that. I don't have to walk around condemned. Through the advocate that I have in him, I'm not condemned. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Somebody say triumph. Triumph, triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Hallelujah. I don't only have to victory. I can triumph. by the power of my faith. Come on now, somebody help me preach this tonight. We are not using the power of our faith. I'm not using it like I should be. I'm faithful to believe in a few things, but not in everything. We're faithful to believe in those things which we do not care for, but those things to which are important, we refuse to put faith in. And God is looking for His people to trust in Him more so that He may triumph in the things which are important. If we can learn to believe God in the hard things, oh, hallelujah. The next time a hard thing comes around, you'll have something that you can lean on and say, God, I know, Lord, that you are there for me then. And God, I know that you're going to be there for me now. We don't have enough times in our life that we can lean on that God has triumphed, because every time we get to a place where it's hard, we run, we give up, we quit. We're not faithful to believe all the way through to the triumph. And I'm here to remind us to use the power of our faith. I'm here to remind us that we live by our faith. We're going to die by that faith. It's every basis of our being. When we came to know Jesus Christ, you had to come with your belief and you had to come with your faith. It was that part of you that stepped out believing in that He was your Savior. Hallelujah. And so in this day that we're living in, I choose not to conform to this world. I am making a decision in my life to be different. I want to be set apart. I want people to see something different in my life. I don't want you to think that I do not care about you. But the only way that that's going to be so is that if I have the love of God in me. The only way that the love of God is going to work in my life is if I have enough faith to conquer the things out in this world, so I'm not scorned, so I don't come in all torn up, so I don't come in, somebody help me tonight, so I don't come in beat down, so I'm able to praise Him in the hard times. I'm able to get up and stand when God needs me to. He's looking for people that's going to believe Him, and I want to be one of those that's going to believe. I want to be one of those that's going to stand, so when I have the love of God, I'm able to reach out and say, God's going to do it for you. God's going to do it for you. God is going to triumph in your life. Somebody say that to somebody. God is going to triumph in your life. What has gotten into you? I'm just faithful. I'm changing it to crazy. I'm just faithful enough to believe. All the miracles that you read about in the Bible that were performed other than Christ, all of them, faith was so present. It wasn't arrogance, but it was a great mixture, a compilation. And I've been asking God lately, Lord, what is it that they had in their heart that led them to walk in the midst of people that persecuted them? And yet they stretched out their hand and said to those, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. One of those elements, and we hope to preach on another one of those later in detail, but one of those was faith. They were able to get up without any possessions. I'm sure they didn't have any great big fancy house. They didn't have anything to, I guess, go home to at the end of the day. All that they had inside was Jesus Christ. They had the promise, because they not only walked with Him, but they were the ones that actually heard the promise and spoken word. Somebody get this with me tonight. They heard the promise and spoken word. And can you imagine the confidence, the faith that was built up inside of them to know that that same power that Jesus said that He walked with, that they would walk with also. Hallelujah. Somebody, we're not getting a hold of that tonight. I'm not walking with the power that I should be. Because if I was, I wouldn't let all these things out in this world conquer me with everything in this world. I wouldn't be angry all the time. I wouldn't be sad all the time. I'd be able to get up in the morning with joy.
Oh, somebody's not being real with me tonight, Doris. We'd be able to get up with joy. You won't have to fake it. You won't have to force it. Oh, hallelujah. You get up with it. Spring up out of you like rivers of living water. It'll begin to flow in such a way that you'll want to tell somebody else, because it'll be so much overtaking you that you'll have to get it off and to share with somebody else. That was the point of being a witness of God, that there was something on them that they walked with and it showed, not that they had to demonstrate with a microphone and a PA, but they had something that lived inside of them. Get a hold of this tonight. It's what lives in you. It's what you believe in that makes you who you are. It's how you love everybody that makes you the Christian that you are. You want to make a difference? Love everybody. You want to reach out? Get up and help somebody. You want to live? Start being faithful to God and believe. Don't give up. Get up from there. Get out. Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm walking by faith each day. It's all that I've got. It's what I cling to. Doris, it's everything to me. I'm so glad they are that I'm not without. I'm glad that there is such a thing as hope. I'm glad there's such a thing as hope. I'm glad there's such a thing as faith. Mother, I don't know where I'd be today without hope, because there had to be somebody. Have faith to believe that God was going to move for me. Woo! I'll preach to myself tonight, but I feel such a presence of God. Woo! It takes faith to live. I walk by faith. And I'm tired of talking faith. You're not going to be able to speak it enough that it's going to change your life. I love to write devotionals, but only devotionals can work if you already have faith in your life. People try to give that out as the bona fide word of God, and it's not going to work. My heart's broken because I see so many of us living beneath. Somebody say beneath. If we don't acknowledge it, we'll never get it. Living beneath what we're capable of living to. I'm capable of living in joy. Woo! I'm going to shout it all night. I can't get anybody to shout. I'm shouting it. We're living beneath our standards that God has ordained for us to live by. And we're living beneath the ability to be able to worship in His place. We're living beneath the ability to enjoy ourselves in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you, I'm faithful to believe for Brent's life. And I don't need to know where Brent's, where he's been, what he's doing. I can trust God. You can trust God for those around you and not live beneath the doubt that's trying to press you down. Not live beneath all the things that everybody would tell you. It's impossible. Give it up. Let it go. I rebuke every thought that we've heard the past month. We better get above and not beneath. The enemy is as our footstool, but only if God is first. Amen, Jared. I'm stealing a slide from Stan. Amen, Jared. Preach on. Woo! God has got to be first. When He is first and we're faithful, everything else will be under our feet. You won't be doubting your situation. You won't be doubting anything around you. You won't be afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid. Ooh. We got to get out of that. There's no hold here. Satan put on anybody. We're able to believe and trust God. And ask on their behalf. Oh. We have got to get out of thinking that God has forsaken us. We've got to get out of feeling in this state of unworthy. I'm just going to put it all out there tonight so we don't have to waste 6 weeks preaching it. We've got to get out of this thinking that we're not required. We've got to get out of this part of us that doesn't want to be involved. We've got to get in here and get to work. And I receive that first. I partake it first. And if I don't do it, shame on me. But there are too many that's coming in and going out that we're missing because we're not faithful to believe God can reach and meet them. Bless them. Amen. Who? Let me read you one more. I thought, Lord, this one's too big for me. But nothing's too big for God. I hope this rocks your core tonight. And that you remember this when you get up tomorrow. And you don't let the same old petty things not get in your way. Because it's by your chosen will. By the power of God that lives in you. I feel this by the Holy Ghost right now. To overcome the things that are around you. Temptation must flee when you say no. It must go if you dismiss it. If you are tempted in anger, tempted to wrath, it must flee when you begin to speak the name of Jesus. If you are at peace, it has no place. Hallelujah. For whatsoever is born of God, what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is it that can overcome these things but he that believes? Let me reason with you just for 2 more minutes tonight. To get a hold of that part of you that's inside that Satan's trying to work on. Let me remind you tonight of just about how much that you're worth. How much that you're worth. Your life has purpose. Am I speaking life? Yes, I am. We get enough death spoken on us all the time. You're worth something. You do not have to succumb to the ways of the devil. If you simply say no and say yes to God, there is better life ahead of you. Amen. Amen. By your faith, you have the ability. I feel this soaring in my heart. You have the ability to overcome the world. Not just a part of the world, not just a section of the world, but overcome. We have the ability to overcome the world. Those feelings, emotions, everything that would drive us apart from one another, we have the ability to overcome that. Amen. Amen. The love of God will bring you into fellowship with your loved ones, bring you into fellowship even with your enemies. He said he'd even make your enemies to be at peace with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to have to recite that one again. He said he'd make your enemies to be at peace with you. If we begin to come into fellowship with the presence of God, your enemies will be at peace with you. You won't have to win them over. You won't have to do popularity contest. You won't have to walk on eggshells. Trust God, be faithful, and he'll bring in the peace. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we get to this place where we get so hurt, upset, offended. It's breaking our families apart, breaking our friendships apart. It's tearing churches apart. Satan is working through our emotions more than anything to just tear everything to pieces. Guarded. He said, guard your heart. Didn't he? Guard your heart. And also said, watch and pray. Lest you be tempted and enter into temptation. And we got to get out of entering into all the things that would take us away from our faith. If I'm faithful enough to believe, I'll come in here with what? Built up faith. I'll be a higher level. Woo! I'll be on a higher level. I won't come in worrying about the same thing I was worried about last week. I'll be built up a level higher. My heart will be concerned. Ooh, about something else other than me. And my emotions and my issues. And it's not to say you shouldn't care about you, because I heard Joyce Meyer do a wonderful job about making sure you're included in the grand scheme of things. But there comes a time and a point where we have to realize that there's people dying on the seats. There's people falling away from God, even under the sound of my voice. If we don't get a hold of what God is trying to do, we're going to lose even more than what we think that we've lost today. Hallelujah. Somebody get with me tonight. Hallelujah. You don't have to like me. Like the Word of God. Get a hold of it tonight. Get a hold of it tonight. Be faithful to believe, and God will bring peace over your enemies. He'll bring peace in your home. He'll begin to move out the things that would tempt you. He'll give you guidance in your mind to move the things that you have voluntarily set before you in your own life. He'll lead you. He said the Holy Ghost was your teacher. He would show you the things that need to be moved out of your way. There's been things I put before me that God has shown me that I needed to go. And though it may not have offended you, it offended God. And though it may not have offended pastor, it offended God. And there comes a time when you seek the Lord in a deeper way that he'll show you things that need to go. It'll help build up your faith and say, God, I know that if there was things that even if it didn't offend Danny, that I know that there are things I need to lay down so I can be faithful not to enter into trouble. I'm faithful to believe in God. I have not let go of the promise of healing. I know a day's going to come where we're going to be strong enough. Who? And that's not to say we are now. But I'm telling you, we're going to have to dig a whole lot deeper than what we're digging to get a hold of something that's going to have that right now power. That's not to say if we didn't start getting down right now and start praying that God wouldn't move maybe in a week or maybe in a day or maybe in 2 or 3 hours. But God is looking for fervent. Fervent. I'm going to keep preaching. God's not let it go yet. Fervent prayer. Fervent service. Fervent obedience. Diligent. Not giving up. Making sure that there's a follow through for somebody. Not letting up. Not giving up on that spirit for them. Oh, I don't know. When it gets to a point where I'm thinking, God, should I quit? Should I let up? Should I step back? What should I do? And God is leading my footsteps to be still until there's a time when he'll move me. And I know that it's not going to be on schedule and it's not going to be by form, but if they get saved, I don't care. If they get delivered, so what? They might not invite you back. They might not like you for the way that you mind God, but the Spirit of God comes to rebuke. It comes to reprove. It comes to mess up everything that we've had built up. Imagine it like a set of Jenga blocks and you have it all pulled up and the Word of God comes and knocks it all down. If we get upset about that, that's our problem. If we were humble, we wouldn't be. Generally, if the Word of God comes around and we get upset and mad about it, that is a whole lot of pride and no humbleness at all. Yeah. Who? Thank God for the Word tonight. Thank God for His Word. I didn't even have all this. Thank God for His Word. That's a pretty good indicator when we say, oh, I didn't take any of that at all tonight. We should be able to get something. Something. Now, I know there's times when we are guilty of not moving by the Spirit of God and it led down another road. But when we have the anointed word and we don't take it, full of pride. Come on. That's not for me, Lord. Or if God's bidding us to come and we reject that call and he's calling. Man, that's the lifeline. And if we turn that away, that's your lifeline. You're drowning. God's trying to save your life. Trying to save our lives. Sometimes we just need help. Well, I'm settled, brother. I'm good. I'm fine. Everything's okay. God sees ahead of us in our tomorrows. That God has spoken unto me. I want you to hear this part. That he has spoken to me. That it was hard. Hardest thing I ever heard in my life at the time. Rocked me to the very core of my being. And I thought, Lord, there's no way that this could happen. God, there's no way my life could go this route. But as I began to seek him, all that part of me that was pushing against that left. And as we hear people preach, the only way that it counts is if we let down our guard, Daniel, and say, God, I take it. Whether I understand or whether I don't, whether I feel like it's for me or whether I don't, I'm going to get a hold of it because I don't know tomorrow. Amen. Guys, I made up my mind. And I'm not going to lie, the enemy's been trying every way in the world to get me to shut down. But I'm not turning off the mouthpiece of the Holy Ghost. I can't. There's got to be some lifeguards in this great big ocean of this world. There's got to be somebody throw out a lifeline and say, hey, there's help for you. And if I choose to, I encourage you to. God's looking for people to be on shift, on call. When you go out of here, think about your faith and where it is. And God's looking for anybody and everybody that's going to get into the troubled waters and lead them in, pull them in. There was that guy at the pool of Bethesda who said, well, there's nobody to put me in. So God's looking for people that'll grab them and just, whoop, boom. Call them in, David, let's go. We'll get them in there one way or another. But I want more faith so that when we get there, then no matter what's going on, that we're moving to the deliverance of those in bondage. God did not put us here so that we could just have people politely sign on cards they're saved. God put us here so that we could see the deliverance of those in bondage, because they're not setting themselves free. It's too great a bondage now. And the only way that you can be prepared to speak to those things that are not as though they are is if you have the essence of that faith. And I'm going to leave that with you tonight. And I'm going to step back and we're going to